This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million? $5 million? How about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, kill the music. We got to get to business, David. Kill it. Hard fade. Wow. So here's the deal. For 20 years, I have tried to give you everything I got, people, but today I ask you for help. Rico, it is an idyllic fall day here in the Motor City. It's gorgeous. Not a cloud in the sky, 65 degrees. Foliage is starting to happen. We're in process of foliage. I think we've done a decent job with the Tigers, both making fun of Fangraphs at the early stages to calling it a mortal lock before anybody else, to then saying, no, you want Houston and you're going to beat Houston, to me saying Tigers in four, to even after game one's disaster, me, of all people, the bleep hole guy from New York going, everybody calm down. It's fine. Rico, I need some help today.
Okay.
Because everything is coming up aces. Okay? Gorgeous weather. You look tremendous today in a fashion Tigers hat.
Oh, thank you. I had it before they were good.
This baseball team has had back-to-back shutouts against the Guardians. They are on a 20-inning scoreless streak against the Guardians. And they are on the precipice at home today in front of what will be a capacity crowd, in front of what, despite the Athletic thinks, will be a huge home field advantage. And they're playing a Guardians team that looks lost, and A.J. Hinch just managed the pants off of Stephen Vogt yesterday. More on that later. So all of this is great, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I need people's help with. I got a bad feeling about tonight. I got a bad feeling too much has gone our way, that it's a back-to-back, that the Guardians can't possibly go 29 innings without scoring, that they continue to get traffic on the base paths. They just haven't broken through. That somehow Jose Ramirez is not going to finish the series 1 for 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. And again, guys, I've been Tigers in four. I've been resolute. But the one thing I don't do to you is I don't lie to you. I woke up today and I've had an uh-oh. And I ain't talking about an uh-oh in my pants. I'm talking about an uh-oh for game four where I'm going, wait a minute, we've been flying so high. Everything's coming up Detroit. The people here deserve it. This team doesn't even know. They don't even understand what they're doing. Rico, I need your help. I need the people's help. I need you to reinstill my confidence in tonight. Why do I feel this way?
You feel this way, Mike, because the fact that you're looking at the Guardians team and they're not scoring, and you know they're better than this. It may be somewhere in the middle. They're not as good as the very first inning of game one,
right,
where they were just knocking the cover off the ball. But they're not as bad as they are right now. They're somewhere in the middle. And you got to think that, okay, every now and then there's going to be a hiccup in the voodoo. I think you have enough to win the series. But yes, I think if you were winning the games 3-2 or 2-1 or they were scoring, you would just feel like, okay, we have them. But the fact that they have not scored leads you to think that they're going to have one of those games very similar to what, you know, the Dodgers have, where you 8 runs, 8-0, there you go. We're back. Okay? It's not over yet. The problem is, where is that relaxed factor? And by that, I mean, kind of you saw that when they clinched and they still had 2 more games against the White Sox and they kind of relaxed. Because you know you have Scooble on Saturday, are you still hungry enough to end this thing tonight? Yes, you want to win. Don't get me wrong. They're not going out there to lose the game. But are you hungry enough to just end this thing tonight and just say, hey, you know what, Tarik? Take a couple extra days off. We'll see you in Kansas City or we'll see you in New York. So I'm with you on that. Because you now have taken that lead, do you have the killer instinct? Are these guys, these young guys smart enough to know opportunity is here,
right?
You're at home, go for the jugular, keep them down on the mat. Do not let the Guardians end this game. Because yesterday, when the Tigers scored early, at 1-0, I mean, it was almost like the walk-off. I just had the finger up like, yep, we got this game. Game is over. They're going to do what
they
have to
do. But it's everything, Rico. They hit a line drive down the line, it's 6 inches foul. You hit one down the line, it's 6 inches fair. The hardest hit ball of the day, of course it was a 110-mile-an-hour rocket right to Matt Vierling. Like, everything's coming up aces. Yeah. And I said Tigers in four. And now that the ability to be right is here, I'm almost like, wait a minute, why do I feel this way? Like, even Tanner Bibee, I didn't think Bibee was that good in the opener. He wasn't able to locate his fastball. He was up in the zone. Now, he didn't get hit. He got a ton of run support, but I didn't think Bibee was that good in game one. I woke up today expecting a better version of Tanner Bibee. I want to know from you guys, like, it's not wrong to be nervous because this team is on the precipice of actualizing a dream sequence.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just would love to know where you're at with it. And again, I fully expect, Rico, 100 people already hammered to call up and be like, it's fine. We're just going to win the game. But I'm just trying to be honest with people. Why am I worried today of all days?
I think you feel that way, Mike, because remember, when they clinched and they, you know, AJ was like, hey, you guys look like a playoff team. And then against the worst team in baseball, they kind of took the next 2 days off.
I don't see that here.
And no, but I wonder if because you have so much faith in Scooble, will you lose that killer edge to just end this thing tonight knowing you got the ace in your back pocket on Saturday? So it's one of those where, if we win, great. If we don't, don't worry. He'll take care of us.
I think you said something that's actually playing into this a little bit where you said, look, because the Guardians aren't scoring, it almost feels not real.
Mm-hmm.
A 20-inning postseason shutout streak is unfathomable. Even when you had Verlander, Porcello, David Price, Max Scherzer, even when you were a stud, star-studded team, right. You couldn't roll 20 straight innings out.
And now you're getting it with this cast of characters.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Yeah, it's amazing. But yes, you feel like, okay, Guardians, not as good as game one, not as bad as the other games. Where is the middle ground here? And if they hit the middle ground, is that enough to beat them?
And look, you do have Scooble game 5. No one is talking about not winning the series, but like, why today on a beautiful day did I wake up going, you know what? I got a funny feeling about tonight. Well, I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I want people to have a good time at party, close it out at home. And frankly, I don't feel like watching this on Saturday afternoon. It's for college football. Will you do me a favor and close out today?
I heard it's a few games.
Yeah, we got a hell of a card. I want to be watching Texas and OU on Saturday.
And then Central Michigan's homecoming, right?
Who could forget? Kelly Short Stadium, one of the true cathedrals of college football.
Get there early, leave early.
248-539-9797. David, now listen. David, you've been the deflator throughout. I, God help us when I'm the beacon of positivity. I'm asking you, can you instill confidence in me here? Or do you feel some of the way I feel? It's been going so well. I'm kind of like, all right, is this really going to continue today again?
Mike, you're so off here. You're off here. In fact, when I expressed this same reluctance going into game two and worrying that, oh, Scuba can't just win every game, can he? Because we can't hit and we can't do this. It's just not going to continue. I was called a P-word. I'll just say that. I was called that a lot on the ticket text. I was called that a lot by the man next to me.
You're a cat enthusiast.
I was called a cat enthusiast. That's what I was called.
I thought they were calling you a pastor. Okay,
right, because you had the best pitcher on the globe going. And yes, I had full confidence you would get a split in Cleveland. Today, you know who's on the mound for you? TBA.
Exactly. I'm not worried about it. After what happened Monday, I'm not worried about anything with the Tigers. They're just fine. We're going to the CS tonight. That's what's happening.
All right. This is good. Gas me up. I don't think it's wrong to be honest with people and go, you know what? I got a bad feeling about tonight. And I've given you some reasons why. I mean, here's the other thing. This series... This was like the stat of the day. This is the first playoff series in 119 years. 119 years that has featured first three games, three shutouts. The 1905 World Series is the last time you had a series like this. And again, it's not that the Tiger bats have been that good. They haven't. You had a 17-inning streak against this team. You couldn't score. So it's, yes, the timely hitting, the moments, they're all going the Tigers' way. But it is still a team I look at with the Guardians and I go, all right, are they really going out like this? Is this really? And again, it has nothing to do with the series in Game 5 and Scooble. Tanner Bibee, is he going to be better than Game 1? Is Jose Ramirez really going to Aaron Judge his way out of the playoffs here? He looks horrible.
That is a concern, because at some point, you're right, he's going to hit something, right?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
See, I don't know. He looks very frustrating. Like, he is really pressing. And that's what you want to see as a Tigers fan, because that's when you overswing. That's when you overthink. And, yeah, just, you know what? Let him go up to the plate and just go back and soak on the bench.
Now, are we allowed to talk to Kenny, or is Kenny just... Kenny, by the way, we are going to ask your opinion about hockey for 5 minutes in the 4 o'clock. But, I mean, Kenny's usually a worry wart. If I got any shot of somebody feeling the way I feel, it would be Kenny, pre-alcohol. Kenny drunk later? Forget it. He'll be top of the
charts. Yeah, I haven't been that happy in a while, guys. Come on, let's go. Mike, I don't know where the negativity on your end is coming from.
Hold on. I give you all the time you need.
Yeah.
How is any of what I've said negative?
Okay.
And I'm just a little worried tonight.
I'll rephrase. I'm sorry. Mike is not negative. He's just a little nervous. That's all. And I still don't know where that comes from.
Kenny, let me help you out here. He's that bleep hole from New York. That's why he's negative.
No, right? That's not what he's
saying. Even though I'm the guy who said Tigers in four. Even though I was the bastion of positivity on Monday. This is incredible.
Why would the vibes run out now is my question. Because now you have a full stadium full of Tigers fans. This place is going to be a snake pit tonight. It's going to be absolute lunacy downtown.
Doesn't it feel like you've hit seven hands in a row at blackjack?
Mm-hmm. It does. Go ahead,
Rick. But what?
Oh, no. I think because it feels like for Detroiters, it's going to be the coronation tonight. Like, you're coming down here expecting to see...
That's the way you want it to be.
I think they're expecting it tonight. Okay. And maybe that's why you feel that way, Mike, because...
I hope they're right. Because it would be awesome for these fans who've been put through hell by this organization. It would be
go out on the fantastic. Field and celebrate and let the fans see. Not in the clubhouse.
You know, sorry to be the guy with actual, like, as a fan, playoff experience. I know y'all don't have that here. Like, kind of hard to close teams out. But I do have one power stat. You want one stat that'll make you feel good about tonight? I'm going to give it to you next.
Oh,
it is possibly the stat. It cuts both ways. Mm-hmm. But I got a Guardian stat about closeout games that should pique your interest. So we'll get to that as well.
I also have the starter for the Detroit Tigers.
I thought you were going to tell us what else you have that we hear about all the time.
Wait. TBA is not the starter?
Nah, TBA's got the flu.
I wonder how many TBA jerseys are going to get sold.
248. That's actually a funny idea if somebody had TBA zero on the back. 248-539-9797. Tell us the confidence level tonight. And I admit it, I woke up a little nervous about tonight. Let's talk about it. We'll do it next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, we got some breaking news, and I do have that power stat for you. And then we'll get ticket text, get to the people. We are going to touch on football each hour, and we will give Kenny a chance to do wings in the 4 o'clock because I'm going to demand Kenny say something on the air. And it's not anything that we're going to turn to a drop. Maybe. David, you have breaking news. We know the starter today, and that's not all. Go ahead.
Yeah, we do know the starter today. The lineup is out. The starter has been announced. It is Reese Olsen that will be your starter. And yes, I said starter, not opener, because according to Chris McCoskey, it is a straight start for Reese Olsen. He's not an opener. He will start.
So no pitching chaos.
Doesn't look like it.
So not doing what you've done to get here.
Yeah, completely changing it. Mm. And the back-to-back games may have changed everything for their strategy.
Well, that's part of it. It's also the flaw of the playoff model in baseball, where you shouldn't have off days between games. You know, again, if you're playing two in Cleveland, you play them back-to-back, travel day to Detroit, back-to-back, travel day back to Cleveland, done. But again, baseball's dumb. So here's the deal. That goes against everything that has gotten you here. Am I wrong to look at that and go, wait a minute, aren't you playing a little bit into Cleveland's hands? Stephen Vogt has gone out and said, I set the lineup for the guy starting the game. I don't set it in a predictive manner to what AJ's going to do. He said that. Well, now he gets to start a lineup knowing it's Reese Olsen. Now, if this is the ultimate troll by AJ, that you leak it out that Reese Olsen's going to be a straight starter, only to then have Reese Olsen throw eight pitches and go chaos, well, then I tip my cap to you. That's one of the best poker moves we've ever seen. But if this is Reese Olsen pitching, look, maybe he duplicates game one, where he pitched really well. Mm-hmm. But you've done this by not having starters.
Right. See, I think that Reese Olsen will play. I don't think it's going to be a troll job because I think it's the just in case of emergency, you go to game five, unless I know Scooble is great, but what if he's not?
and then you have the whole pitching chaos to try to help you get that victory in game five. So let's see how many Olsen can innings he can eat up today.
I think if he could give you four innings and you're tied or ahead, the game's over.
Yeah. I agree with you.
I don't know, although there's some negativity.
But I don't think you can go chaos, chaos, and then in the event that, you know, if you're winning, yes, it works. But if you get to game five and you threw everybody out there all week long, I don't know how much juice will be in the
right.
arms.
Now, again, you'll have a rest day between today and game five, plus it's Skubal. It's all hands on deck in a closeout.
Right.
No, I just, okay, David, I know you won't admit this, but don't tell me for a second that didn't take you aback a little bit, right?
I trust AJ Hinch. That's what I do. I trust AJ Hinch through this entire process. Everything he does, he has done has worked.
He went straight from the White House press secretary.
I'm going to trust AJ
Hinch. You're the White. What's the press secretary's name now for Biden?
I have no clue, but I'm on her side.
The one I remember is the one for Trump. What was it, Sarah Huckabee Sanders or whatever? Yes. You went Huckabee on us. Unbelievable. just listen. Now here's your power stat for the Guardians, David, Enrico, and all of Metro Detroit. Can this number continue? The number is 11.
Okay.
Do you know what that relates to? Cleveland Guardians, playoffs, 11 straight. The Cleveland Guardians have lost 11 straight elimination games. 11. 11.
Here comes 12.
Well, okay. That's totally fine to think that. But again, when I heard that stat last night, I go,
really?
Yeah.
So they've never just extended a series.
Nope.
And then got eliminated in the next game?
When you put their back against the wall, you suplex them through the wall.
Wow.
So that could be a source of great confidence for Tiger fans. Or, wait a minute now. Well, they're kind of due a little bit, right?
You would think so. I mean, but once again, everything that the Tigers are doing, you don't think it's going to last, but it is. So,
is it crazy that me, the person who loves starting pitching and who hates this style of baseball, is actually pining for pitching chaos versus a starter?
It's not, because it's fun, because it's unique, because you haven't seen it. Now,
because it works.
Now, here's the thing. It's a copycat business. So then you wonder, are other teams going to say, you know what?
They maybe won't do it in the regular season because you can't execute it. AJ himself said you can't sustain this over a season. Can't do it.
I'm talking like in the playoffs. Like, okay.
Oh, you just upend everything you've been doing?
And now we're going to go, like the Tigers will become a money ball thing.
I pray not.
Maybe they'll even be a movie.
Hey, Walleye.
Okay.
We're not doing that, because I can already hear Kenny screaming about spending.
No, not that. I know, I'm saying that we will talk about the Detroit Tigers and the pitching chaos the way people talk about the Oakland A's and Moneyball.
Yeah, like, I will.
The Tigers will become an adjective.
I hated the A's.
Right.
248-539-9797. David, what did the ticket texts have to say early on today, and then we'll get to the calls?
Two words, Mike. Jose Ramirez. I'm worried about those two words tonight.
I always fear, like, when a superstar, which J-Ram is, when they've been this bad, don't you feel like they're about to erupt?
See, I don't. Because, Mike, you've watched enough playoff baseball. I have as well. It's something about the pressure hitting a superstar. Either you turn into Reggie Jackson, Mr. October.
Or Aaron Judge.
Right. Or Aaron Judge, where you just can't get out of your own way. And somehow or another, it never turns around. I don't know why.
Famous last words. David, strike this man down. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I'm going to record that. Keep that in my back pocket there.
You know what? You do that. And on Monday, give me the same intensity.
Yeah,
for sure. Michael Irvin. Same intensity. Rewrite, reprint, same intensity.
Go ahead, David.
Whoa, 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 Mike. It's voodoo. What are you talking about? Why are you worried? It's voodoo.
I don't know. It's the way I woke up today, all right? I know. Everything's been voodoo. All of it.
Totally agree with you, Mike. I don't feel great about tonight. Think this will go to game five, and then I trust Skubal.
Okay.
You've been in Detroit too long. You can't even believe good things will happen to you. They will win 4-2 tonight. Go to the ALCS.
That's not true.
Okay, true or false, I've said the Lions are winning the Super Bowl this year. True or false, in February of last year, you're winning the North and you're winning a home playoff game. Man, don't put that evil on me. Just because Steve Yzerman disappoints you continually, don't put that on me. More on that at 4. David, go ahead.
Mike is right to be concerned. There's no way the Guardians will be that bad again with runners in scoring position.
Do you put anything into having an actual starting pitcher now? Do you believe that works against you? Remember, look at what AJ did to Vogt yesterday. Look what he did. He deked him.
Oh, he did.
You had Montero for the first six. You get a few runners on, and all of a sudden, oh my God, you got Vogt empty in the bench because Herder's in. Well, fooled you. Herder's a reverse split pitcher. The righties hit him. He thinks, he gets righties out more than he gets lefties.
Right.
He empties his bench. Now you don't have any moves for later in the game when the Tigers go righty exclusive. Mm-hmm. Listen, I wonder. Now you're going to give Vogt and this lineup a chance to see the same guy, hypothetically, two turns through the rotation. Or the order, rather. Excuse me.
But then again, a starter that's going to stand there for a while for AJ, you know, could be just three innings.
Maybe. And again, if Olsen's on... If this is the good Reese Olsen, like what you saw in game one where he came in and really, now again, after the initial uh-oh, he settled in nicely.
Or it could be after he faces the ninth batter. Hey, where are you going? I'm leaving. See you guys.
We'll get to the folks. Gotta go. We'll get to the people next. All right, straight to the people. Let's see what everybody's got to say today. Game 4, 6:08 tonight. Red Wings also open tonight. It's a closeout game. Things get a little tougher. I've thrown out some data, some stats. Bottom line is I just woke up feeling nervous. And then you find out you're not doing chaos tonight. You have an actual starting pitcher tonight. At least that's what's being reported. Reese Olsen will be a straight starter. I just want to know if you got some nerves about tonight, or do you just think it's destiny, they ain't losing, we're closing it out at home, and we are on to rooting. I don't know what you guys want. You want to play the Royals, you want to play the Yankees?
You just want to play.
Right.
I think it's that, Mike, because I think some people want to play the Royals. You just want to get to that next step. Maybe chaos kicks in the fourth inning.
Okay. Go to Roger, 97.1. What's up, Roger? How you doing, buddy?
Good, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
You know that feeling you got when you woke up this morning? It's a lot like when you wake up and you see this really hot chick that decided to go to bed with you last night. And then you're kind of afraid to commit. You know, it's okay to say I love you.
Roger wins the day right out of the gate.
Okay.
But hold on. Do you have that feeling tonight, or do you think it's in the bag?
Oh, I'm definitely going to say I love you, Tigers. You know, I got this. Got to love them.
Okay, Roger, it's not about not loving them. It's just closeout games are hard. They've been riding
it's insane kind of hard to commit, sequence. But, you know, geez, got to keep the positive vibes going. You know,
all
then
right.
Again, I was drunk last night when I took the girl home, so maybe alcohol will help in this situation.
Roger's covering all the bases. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
What was that, Snoop?
That's it.
He was.
Yep. He had a little Kenny Cotta in him that day. Because tonight, we know what he wanted.
Uh-oh. My goodness. Let's go to Rob, 97.1. Rob, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? You know, Roger kind of took my thunder a little bit, but I was going to say, you're the nerd in the AV club, and you're dating the most popular girl in school. You got the one-itis, too-good-to-be-true-itis, man. It's okay. We're gonna do it tonight. I think that's where your head's at right now.
Yeah, no, Rob, I don't think you're wrong. Like Rob, you watch the games. Every time you need something to go your way, it's going that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, how much longer can this keep up? Well, maybe it's the whole way. Maybe they just win the whole damn thing.
You mentioned it before, destiny. I think they're the team of destiny. There's no baseball reasons besides them having the best bullpen for the past 2 months. What are the other? I mean, they can't hit,
yeah.
And they're still winning these games.
Right, and it's like, Rob, I look at the closeout game today, and yeah, pardon me if I think a 20-inning scoreless streak is unsustainable, or like, I didn't particularly love the way Bybee pitched in the opener. Like, he'll be better today. And then you just arrive at watching the game and you're like, no, none of those things are going to happen. It's just going to go the Tigers' way. I don't know. It's not negativity. Please don't take it that way. I'm just nervous.
I'm nervous too, but I'm just going to say with the positivity, go Tigers. Let's go.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's a beautiful afternoon for baseball.
It is.
You want people to be able to party and have a good time. And I don't want to deal with a game five.
No.
Not professionally or personally. I do not want to have to sweat a game five during the 3:30 window on a college football Saturday.
No.
Damn it.
No, you don't. Not with the Red River shootout.
No, hook them.
So much going on.
No, and you don't want to sweat a game five.
No.
Listen, and just so people understand, and I don't know if you want to play the Yankees or if you want them to fail or what. I don't care. I don't take any offense to it. You should hate the Yankees. The point is, okay, I'm a Yankee fan, right? I'm not sitting here easy breezy about tonight's closeout game for them. I got Gerrit Cole on the mound. I'm not easy breezy. Like, I treat closeout games different. They're hard, man.
They are. And then when you look at the Guardians, you're wondering, you know, how long can you go scoreless? That's really the crux of the issue is, you know, it's going to happen. Is it just going to be the dam breaking, or do they just scratch across a run and all of a sudden the confidence is there?
Or
can the Tigers keep them scoreless and they just finish this thing out and, yeah, what would it be, 29 in a row, just scoreless innings, nothing?
Then let's bring up caller Jeff because he agrees with that line of thinking. Jeff, what's going on, bud?
Hey, right now there's a couple things that I think are going. Remember the beginning of the year, Detroit give games away left and right, and we said, how many can we give away? If we just split these games we give away, right, we'd have been okay. And then the last part of the season, it just totally went our way in every facet. But a couple things. Cleveland looks lifeless, and we have our home crowd against them. So those are the reasons why I think we can, in two runs, two runs feels like a win for us right now. If we scratch out two runs, we feel pretty confident the way it's been going that we can make that enough to win. Those are the things I believe are going for us.
Jeff, I'm going to say this, and maybe I'm being overconfident. One run.
Oh, come on.
No, serious. You go up 1-0 today.
I was being generous, though.
Nah. If they go up 1-0, everything changes. I think you're going to see desperation from the Guardians. And that's when the Tigers will go for the jugular and just end this thing.
All right, I'll leave you two on that island.
Now, Parker Meadows, nice shot right over.
All right, just with a straight face, you think you're winning a 1-0 close?
No. I'm saying if they get that first run, now I think that Cleveland goes into their own personal chaos where they're trying to figure out what the hell is going on. This team's not that good. Talking about Detroit. How are they doing this to us?
But see, I think they are good. I mean, it's more than destiny. It's more than luck. No, they're good. They play great defense. They take the extra base more than any other team in baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have timely at-bats, and they have great pitching. No, they're good. Do I think they're great? No, far from it. But they're good. But are they also riding an irrational,
and that's
unsustainable level of voodoo? Yeah, of course.
Right, but that's it. When you're looking, like, we did this throughout the entire regular season, and these guys just got hot for the last month.
Sign the Phillies.
How are they doing this to us?
But look at baseball right now. All four teams, well, now the Dodgers tied up their series at two, but all four of the teams that got the bye week, if you will, Phillies are home. Guardians are back against the wall, and they've lost 11 straight elimination games. You have what? Who's the other one?
Yankees.
No, the Yankees won the division. They get a chance to close out. And then last night, Padres had an opportunity to put the Dodgers out. Now the Dodgers drew even. They play tonight. I'm saying it's these teams that are great all season, none of them have gone out and so much as taken a 2-0 lead in a series.
Right.
They were all tied at one game. All looking up against it, or down 2-1, or outright eliminated.
Right, and I guess that's where you just get angry. Like, what do we get to buy for in order to be down an elimination game where we're not going to be the ones celebrating it? We have to win this just to get back to
Cleveland.
I will
agree with you that if the Tigers strike early in a meaningful way, like 2-3 runs, I totally agree with everything you guys have both said. The last caller and you.
No.
Not one, though.
I think if they score a first run and it's one of those crazy way that they scores, mentally, that will break the Guardians.
How many
many two out runs does this team have?
Because they'll say, wait a minute, that was, you know, the ball barely grazes third base and hops over. And it's just like the replay says, nope, that's a fair ball. Detroit scored that
run. If I see another ground ball eat up Naylor at first, I'll know the voodoo's real. That still was something unforeseen where I'm going, wait, did he just duck? Yes, he did. I'm like, what am I watching?
A little league player all of a sudden.
By the way, can we get that dude a helmet that fits? Every time he swings, the helmet flies off his head. I mean, Jesus. I mean, button the thing on there or something. What are we doing? Strap. Like, get him a chin strap. Have him call Karsh. Can't we turn Josh Naylor's helmet into a Karsh bike helmet? Oh, like, get a chin strap on that thing. Jesus. 248-539-9797. David, couple ticket texts. We'll get more of the calls. We'll touch the table on football. We'll go right back to the Tigers because Rico's changing the rules at 3 o'clock. And not in a bad way, but Rico's changing the rules on something. David, what do you got?
I'm not afraid. The Cleveland's bat, they look lost. Not sure why the broadcast, though, talks about John Kenzie Noel like he's Babe Ruth. Mike, Rico, no, you have been my security blanket every game. Voodoo, come on, it continues. I have faith they will win with grit. They are fighting for rest. Close this out and come in fresh for the ALCS.
I will. Okay. Now, hold on. No, don't view this as negative. Just view it as factual. You want your best shot to win the ALCS? Yeah, you're damn right. You close this thing out tonight. We'll see Scoobal in game one of the ALCS. You don't want to waste it. Not waste, but you don't want to use him in game five. And now you don't have the hammer to open up the ALCS. Yes. That part I will totally agree with. You need to close this out tonight to optimize your chances.
I wasn't worried about this game until Mike spoke. Now I'm worried. Chris and St. Clair Shores.
Chris, don't put that evil on me. I was honest with the audience. I woke up nervous. And I gave you some reasons. Now, whether they're real or not, well, I don't know. Don't put that evil on me. I'm the one who told you Tigers in four, and I'm over here now all of a sudden nervous about my own prediction.
Just go full Aaron Rodgers. Relax.
Yeah, you're putting your glove down like Bo Naylor tried to do, and then Kerry Carpenter put it out of the yard. You're just going to keep it down. Ping. All right, we'll touch the table on some football. It's the Tigers' day, of course, but we got to diversify a little bit. Hit the music, David.
It's that time, folks. It's Thursday.
Oh, for your overly biased QB performances of the week?
Yes.
Featuring Brock Purdy?
The QB performances of the week for week five in the NFL. You know what? Spoiler alert. Jared Goff. No, he won't be in there because he was on a bye week. But
I know who is.
We will start.
Come on. You know what?
Honorable mention.
No.
It's going to be Baker Mayfield.
Oh, okay, good. Yes, I can.
180 yards, three touchdowns, and he also ran for 42 yards in a victory.
Okay, that's not where I was going with this. I am more excited about something else. I think someone's going to make their debut on this list.
At number 10, David, Daniel Jones.
Yes.
No.
For Big G, for America.
257 yards, two touchdowns, and mobile Daniel Goff. Mobile Danny Dimes for 38 rushing yards and a victory over Seattle.
He played well. I mean, he's all he's doing is screwing over our chances to take a QB, but so be it. Go ahead.
At number 9, he's been on this many, many times. I'm going with C.J. Stroud. 331 yards, one touchdown. He did have a pick in the game, but he's still going out there getting it done.
Look, now he's going to be tested. Nico Collins is hurt. Joe Mixon is banged up. He hasn't played in a few weeks. There's going to be a test for CJ. I know it's a sleepy spot this weekend against New England, but let's see what you are now without your toys.
Is this really a sleepy spot against New England?
Yes, it is. It looks like a walkover. You're down your best player. It's a spot. Show me. Okay. Go out professionally. Go out there. Get this done. No miracle needed. They collapsed last week against Buffalo.
Okay. I may have to say earmuffs on this one. At number 8, Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboys. 352 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions.
I just want to say F David. That's really what this comes down to. Him, that cursed, stupid team. That's all.
Okay. That was a pathetic 350, whatever he was. That was pathetic.
Oh, really? Yeah, because all I know at the end of the game, Dak sounded a lot like our new Snoop Dogg drop. Yeah, and he got it. Okay. Multiply.
All right, at number 7, Mike, have we hit Purdy time?
Go to hell.
Brand new to the list, Caleb Williams.
Yes.
Caleb Williams, 304 yards, two touchdowns. He also rushed for 34 yards in a win over the Carolina Panthers. It is the Carolina Panthers, yes. But you know what? It's also the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
So I went ahead and I put him in on the list.
I think what you're seeing there, semblance of running game, unlocking offense. And now, oh wait, DJ Moore not eating sad pizza. It's getting there. It's a work in progress. But it is encouraging. A couple starts now, over 300 yards.
Yes.
Yeah, and it helps that you're right. With the running game, they don't have to throw the ball 50 times. Like, what are you doing with that? He's a rookie.
That's a road to nowhere.
All right. At number 6. This man just, like a fine wine, gets better with age. Joe Flacco. 359 yards, three TDs, no interceptions.
When he threw the bomb late and basically Peterson's soul left his body, I went, oh my God, Flacco's going to do this. Like he's doing it again. Look, can I ask you guys a question amidst the rankings?
Yeah.
Flacco gives this team the best chance to win right now, right?
Mm-hmm. He does.
It's night and day for me.
It's one of those where maybe this is what needed for Richardson. Sit, learn, watch the game, catch up to the speed of the game. And then next season, hit the ground running, get your body completely healthy, because you're right. If you want any chance of winning, it's Flacco. You saw that. He still has it. He did it with Cleveland last year. He's doing it now with the Colts. David, anything?
No, it's just amazing what he's doing.
Okay. All right, at number 5.
Uh-oh.
Kyler Murray, 195 yards. One touchdown, one interception, and Kyler ran for 83 yards and a touchdown, where he celebrated scoring the touchdown 40 yards away from the end zone. He had his arms up already celebrating against the Niners.
And that performance, that run, actually answered a lifelong question I've had. What would it look like if a bobblehead ran for 50 yards? Because that helmet and his head looked too big for that little body.
It did.
It looked like a Mr. Marbles. Is that you?
It did.
He just kept on rolling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hate to see
it. Why do you sound so sad, Rico?
You know what, David? Because
things. Go ahead. Don't worry. He's really going to be sad when they announce McCaffrey's out for the year.
Woo! I expect that. That's.
You can't hurt me.
Right. I've already expected that. At number 4, let's go back to the Jaguars-Colts game. Trevor Lawrence decided to join the season this year, 371 yards, two touchdowns, one pick in the victory over the Colts, which ended up being an entertaining game. I didn't think it was going to be, but they got it done.
He desperately needed that performance, desperately. And again, they're bad. He has another test this week as a short underdog, but he needed something now. And it ain't his fault that defense fell asleep in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but now congratulations. You get to go overseas and play in London at 6 in the morning.
That's your greed. Don't
that ain't my greed.
That's on you.
They might as well just put that and call that Jacksonville Stadium.
Oh, because you know why? Because the league sounds like Snoop.
All right. At number 3, we will go with a guy in a loss, but man, he put up numbers. 399 yards, five touchdowns, and one pick in a loss to Baltimore, be Joseph Burrow.
Yeah, but you know what? I would heavily knock him down a peg for the late interception with about 3 minutes to go. You can't make that throw. You can't make that mistake. But yes, numbers are great. A couple of huge plays by Chase. We'll leave my thoughts on the Bengals for another segment. Go ahead, next.
At number 2, stick with the same game, Lamar Jackson. This normally would get Lamar number one, but he didn't. It got him number two, 348 yards, four TDs. He rushed for 55 yards in a win over the Cincinnati Bengals where, man, Lamar looks like he wants to continue that at least regular season MVP type of season.
Man, don't look at me. I've said it all. Zach Taylor handed them that game. Keep going.
But at number one.
There it is.
Because we've been waiting. Nobody was able to top his Thursday night performance in overtime. And then he might as well have put on his Kirk Cousins change and did the swag surf to the crowd. Kirk Cousins, 509 yards, four touchdowns, one INT in a win over the Buccaneers. Primetime Kirk is back. It's a thing. He got it done. I was shocked. Even the game-winning touchdown went to some nobody receiver. Takes it right up the middle. The Falcons win the game. Kirk Cousins,
yeah.
509 yards.
Well, yeah, when your yardage starts with a five, we can just move you right to the right. Top spot.
I was wondering, would anybody bump Kirk out of this? Nope.
No.
They did not.
Let me help you. No.
And then seeing him in front of the crowd doing the swag surf, that may be the second best thing. Only him on the plane shirtless was better than that.
What about him reading his kid a Bible story after losing to the Giants? Loser. 2-4-8. You got to take the playoff loss harder. I'll never forgive him for that.
He's saying, you know what? I have my kid.
No one cares.
Life is in perspective.
To hell with his perspective.
What would Big G say, Mike?
To hell with him, too. We're going to go back to the Tigers next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.